World Backup Day.
Yes, that's this Saturday. Can you believe? It's here upon us already. March 31st every year is the year that we geeks celebrate your need to backup.
Perhaps there should be like Backup Day a month, but World Backup Day once
maybe
a year.
Maybe you personally should have Backup Day once a week.
Maybe. Okay,
but,
yeah.
But definitely a day to remind you. It's like you've got to change the batteries in your fire detector, your smoke alarms, and
right,
your carbon
exactly.
monoxide detectors.
You do that when the clock goes forward and back.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
I also flip the mattress of my, like, in my bedroom.
Well, there you go.
You do that.
So
you know?
We change the alarm batteries. We flip the mattress.
Exactly.
I've got a pillow top, so I'm stuck. I'll rotate it. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. Twice a year. That's good.
Perfect. And we're also going to make sure our backups are working.
Exactly. Don't just back up twice a year. But make sure twice a year that your backups are working.
I moved everything off of my laptop onto a USB flash drive. That is my backup. And that is very common. Now, some of you are saying, oh, are you focusing on me here? Because you know that I did that. I know a lot of folks who have done that, okay? So it's our responsibility to educate you as to what a real backup is.
Right.
So a couple of things that we need to think about. How you're backing up, how often you're backing up, how many copies of your files exist, what's going to happen if, say, the worst happens, your house burns down.
Right.
And all your computers are destroyed. What's going to happen to your data and what is going to be
right.
lost?
Or,
and also, here's something that a lot of people don't think about, Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
What is the process going to be like if I ever have to restore from my backup?
Good question.
Yeah. And it is a very good question because a lot, even companies will have exceptional backup systems in place and then not have the security to protect them against ransomware. Then ransomware hits and they're down for weeks.
Right.
And thousands upon thousands of dollars in IT hours. And so we've got to take that approach. Okay, so first of all, how are you backing up? Can I ask you personally? Can I ask you? Can it be a rhetorical question?
Is it weird that I don't? I assume that. Okay.
Okay. So where
Here's
is your
my assumption?
Where is your data? That's the first question.
Here's the thing. Okay, this is going to sound horrible.
This is not a good start.
This
to
is not a good start. Okay, I know the importance
day.
Of I know the importance of backing up, but I also know who I am. And how I survive in this world is generally on your intelligence and capabilities.
So it's my responsibility
now. Okay, so my question
is, how did
you,
this become about me?
Am I backing up?
Okay, so every week I'm going to say, Sasha, have you backed up this week? Where is your data? Think about that. Where are the things that mean the most to you?
I have
just
some,
real quick. First thing that comes to mind.
Google Cloud.
What are you talking about?
Where's Google?
Now, is it your phone?
My phone does a backup thing.
It does a backup thing.
Let's go
to the last question, which is how onerous is it to get the files back should you have a crash? These are rhetorical questions just so that it makes you think. Where is your data?
It is on Dave's computer.
Okay.
Yes, and on my phone.
The same data?
Some of the same data.
Some of? Okay.
Okay. So he backs up. He backs up some very important files.
Mm-hmm.
He's better at this than I am.
Sure. Too. Okay.
But he backs up to an external hard drive, but right. it's also still in the apartment.
Okay. So that takes us to what if there was a fire? Where is your data?
Right. Okay. It is in
the same place,
the same
physical location as the original files.
Now, if we were in the apartment at the time of the fire, then an
We're
external
not make
hard
that
drive.
Assumption.
But say we were. At least the external hard drive is easy to get, right? But we probably weren't there because
definitely not.
Fire was not our fault, so we were not there.
No. After setting the fire, you ran.
That's right.
Yeah.
We couldn't take anything. No. I would never burn my place down.
So this is a question that you have to ask yourself. And that is a horrible scenario that we do not hope on any of you. But it's a good reality check for us to say, okay, where would my data be if this happened? If the worst happened?
What's my option?
It's not where should your data be or what services should I subscribe to or what software should I use. It's more, let's get into the mindset of understanding how a backup actually works.
Right.
So a backup is never a backup unless there are multiple copies of the files that mean something to you. So if, for example, you've taken a bunch of photos and videos with your phone, all your family pictures and everything are on your phone, and then you transfer them onto your laptop because you want to back them up.
Right.
But then they're on your laptop and not your phone.
That's not a backup.
It's not
That's
a backup.
That's a transfer.
Okay. If they're on your computer and then you transfer them to an external hard drive and now they're only on the external hard drive, that's not a backup. Similarly, if you do have two copies, you've got one on the laptop and one on your external hard drive, but the external hard drive is plugged into that laptop 24/7 and sitting on the desk next to it.
Also not a backup.
Not a backup. That'll save you some cases.
I can answer. I know what is not a backup.
Yeah. More times than not, people move things off of their computers to free space. You'll buy an external hard drive or something, and you'll transfer all the files onto it, never thinking that this is now the lone copy, and it's a drive that could easily be tripped over, could easily be dropped, and if it's a spinning drive, like a terabyte or 2 terabyte or 3 terabyte drive, is going to be a spinning drive. It's not a solid state drive. So when you move it, you can feel that centrifugal force as you move it. Have you ever had that feeling where if you pick up a moving powered-on hard drive, it's moving?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a spinning hard drive. And if that ever got bumped while it's spinning, if it ever got dropped while it's spinning, you are going to be hard-pressed to get the data off of that drive because it's moving at 7,200 rotations per minute, and there's a little teeny-weeny needle that's floating on an air cushion just above the platter.
Right.
Okay. And there are actually several of these little needles, and they use magnetic sensors in order to read and write the data from the hard drive platters.
Right.
And if they so much as just touch that drive, 7,200 rotations per minute. Think about that, how fast that is. If it just touches, it's not going to just touch and then pop back and keep going hunky-dory. No.
Right.
It's going to etch a big circle right into the platter surface of that hard drive, making it unreadable.
I picture this like somebody walking with like 2 full cups of coffee, right? And trying not to spill those coffees. Like, that's hard enough, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay.
So this is your data, folks.
This is your data. So we have to
have multiple copies. I'd recommend that you always have an offsite copy. Now, if offsite, like through the internet, is not an option for you because that can be pricey, you've got to have storage and you've got to have the bandwidth in order to do it, you can simply go get a consumer hard drive, get an external hard drive, copy the files to that hard drive and put it in a safety deposit box or take it to work and put it in your desk drawer and do that every single week or month, depending on how much information you want to lose, should the worst ever happen. Always have at least 2 copies, maybe 3, of everything that matters to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Buy 2 of those drives, and then you can just swap them back and forth and take one off-site and leave the other one at home. That's what you need to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any other quick questions for me as we move on?
I'm okay.
All right. If I want to see next week, you're going to say I backed up everything that I have.
I feel like, yes.
Another common, just a commonplace thing, USB flash drives plugged into a computer, moving the files onto it, they get broken. Somebody trips over the computer, drops the laptop and breaks the USB port. And that happens more often than you want to think. So definitely, you know, just make sure there are multiple copies. Okay. That is key. I want to hear from you. I want you to comment below. Let us know how you're backing up. What is your solution to this problem?
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if where your data is was to burn down?
Right.
That's what we want to ask ourselves. That's what we want to know. And if this just quick little chat has helped you to realize that, hey, maybe I've got a do something different about my backups, and you actually take action, please comment below, comment on our website, comment on our YouTube channel. Let us know what it is that you've put into action and how you're backing up. And if you have any questions or need advice, just let us know.
I'll probably do what you're doing.